This is Jamie Spence Freeman, and I am here with Christian Schmidt from Colorado, who has just been named the National Central Vice President. Christian, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Now, I know the whole experience is just overwhelming, but can you sum it up a little bit? Just tell us what it's like to have your name called out there on stage while you're standing in the crowd.
It's just such a tremendous blessing. I keep looking down at my jacket, making sure it's actually my name that they called, and I can't explain the excitement and the joy that I've been feeling these past few minutes.
Now, just tell me about, like, going through the entire process from whenever you decided that you wanted to go and be a national officer to up to getting called. What were your emotions like? What was running through your head? Tell me everything that went on.
It's just such a process of growth, and I think that, you know, deciding as a freshman that, wow, that's something that I want to go for, to running on stage as a sophomore in college, the growth that I experienced just depicts the process of becoming a national officer and of being an FFA member so well, and I'm just so thankful that I've had the experience to grow in my premier leadership, personal growth, and career success through the National FFA organization.
Now, goals for your team. Do you have any specific goals you want to try to achieve for a team or anything yourself as an officer that you want to achieve over this next year?
You know, we haven't had a time to conference about goals yet, but I know myself personally, I just want to pour into members and to help them feel valued and accomplished and like they matter here and like the National FFA organization is a place for everyone.
Can you tell me what I'm going to call the turning point? Can you tell me the turning point of where, from whenever you first put on that blue jacket to you said, I'm going to be on that national stage, I'm going to be one of those officers, I'm going to represent my organization on the national level. Can you tell me whenever you just decided that?
You know, I don't know that there was just a specific moment where I said, you know, I will have that, but there was a moment where I said, I want that. And that moment was when I was a senior in high school and I had an opportunity to begin the process of running for a state office. And I realized in that process and throughout my year of service as a state officer that students are something I'm passionate about. And that's something that I want to continue to do. And the best way for me to do that is to serve this organization for a year wholeheartedly.
Now, I know last year I talked to national officers after they got elected, and most of them, like I'm sure you can't believe that you actually are getting this opportunity. How long do you think it will take for it to set in mentally that, oh, I am a national officer now?
About the time I get home, and I think I have to have those conversations with my professors about wrapping up the school year early. I think that's probably when it'll sink in that this is real, that I've really been given this opportunity.
Do you want to thank anybody that has helped you get along the way? I'm sure you have a lot of people to thank, but just go ahead and tell me that now.
Praise the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me this opportunity, for my family, for supporting me, my state staff, all the folks that helped and coached and mentored me in Colorado, and just the wonderful community that's helped sharpen me through this process and made this possible.
Okay, well, Kristen, again, thank you so much for meeting with me today, and congratulations on this great honor.
Thank you so much.
For FFA Today, I am Jamie Spence Freeman.